lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting...
Consumer banality in the cake tears is now strobe light violence fuck. Please stay. Or lone wolf Facebook, no hope, but still hoping stay. And everybody's out of words. And extra low on hope. Sort of down on it. Until one day, a cold metal box in space receives the emotional rescue distress signal. Vibing from our teenage planet. And on the box, a green light blinks on, surrounded by a black iris. And back on Earth, the desert sands ripple around one of its own ancient wonders. And the ceiling debris falls onto the dusty control panel as sand cascades down the hieroglyphs in the pitch-black cockpit area. Where suddenly, there is the sword sound from the Robert Palmer song. And deep inside the pyramid, a Gibbons is awoken. To spare one person, one traumatic event, for one lifetime. You are that person. Because today, the good guys win. Are you gonna let them? You have to think this way to do more than survive.
When you change into that, can I watch?
We'll be right back. gremlins. They wish it was actually what they believe is some desirable or attainable representation of reality. So they just assemble it to appear to be, like perverted workshop elves. I probably do that too, but I'm not jazzed about it. But what I'm saying is, it's not about material stuff, like proving that the car is real or my hand is real. It's taking abstract things, emotions, experiences, and throwing down some smoke bombs in a strobe light and telling me they're real or made and owned by somebody, i.e. this guy and Dr. Lifestyle Coach Party Dance got my two tickets to paradise. You know, you gotta pick from some stupid list, endless feeling choice buffet of what people can relate to. But the options have become more real than whatever's going on with the person choosing them. And I'm off menu. I can't do anything about that. Do you know what I mean? These choices are meaningless to me. It's like we have all the most yellow breads and cheeses for your soul's small-town vegetarian diet. And yes, I know it's not a new idea or anything. Commercials, advertisement, kill your TV, blah, blah, Facebook, Obama. But do we really need to do this to each other now? Like existential entrepreneurial sociopaths? Have we ran out of so many worlds to conquer that now we just take turns brain colonizing one another? I mean, is there any other way? Because I feel really gross about it. You know, just any way besides reordering a bunch of other people's memories and then sending them back to some VIP invitation to their own life. Or just selling some extra steps for validation by generating buyer's remorse and then absolving it for dollars and then being a baby about it while getting paid. It sounds kind of demoralizing, right? Might make it easy to buddy with the darkness if I was that demoralized, right? Might make it rational, pragmatic, responsible. Gremlins, they hate it when you kiss them. You know, because they've accepted that you gotta be like that, think like that. Like it's some kind of mature adult compromise, but I don't know. That kind of vaudeville parlor trick is like they read the Wikipedia for the prince and just grew their bangs out. Made the world their dad and made a diamond waiting on their allowance. All pouty and punching the clock at the realness factory. How come they don't have that level of cynicism or blow my brains out at the dinner table contrarian table talk for their own Keebler Elf life vomit? Because they hate when kisses go one at a time, because it doesn't say anything about a systemized world. It just says something about their life and about your life. Who gets to decide the way the world works? Some idea or a one at a time? Or some idea made by a few jerk-offs one at a time? These guys want to get paid to slip in their idea every time you can do your one at a time. Imply your one at a time is meaningless because it's one at a time. And then ask for a dollar so you can feel good about the choice they took away from you because that's just the way the world works because they're your witness. Yeah, you're gonna need a sweet release if you really believe that you're supposed to eat it for breakfast every day, that you can only choose between total anonymity and total witness, or, I don't know, you could just love somebody or know somebody directly and push out all the little jaded teenage grown-up gremlins trying to cram their paycheck into all the social space that's yet to be monetized into a theme park. You know, and they can give me people points every time they get another bit of my space so I can get my mohawk pierced or whatever, Botox my dog. But I'm not into the trade-off. It's not a reward for me, and I worry I have to do it to be able to work. Not in a I don't want to be an adult, I wish I could just escape it all and be a baby again kind of way, but in a am I going to have to act like this to another person to be able to survive kind of way. Because if I do, I'm just doing time on another planet, a teenage planet. And that planet's got to decide to grow up again, or it's just going to end up hiring some really crazy Skynet meets Mussolini father figure with no body here. Like, I can wear whatever I want, but I got tased and lobotomized for walking too fast at the people store. And now I have to fire the t-shirt cannon at the book burning inside my 1,000-year mind prison, or the bank's going to take my baby's avatar. And yeah, I would be a gloomy, everything's kind of BS or whatever, I'm just making it elitist underdog grown-up teenager too if I believed any of that stuff, but I don't. I don't believe any of that stuff. I'm not convicted about it, you know. I don't see why that's any more rational than saying I want to be a human. A variable, a human variable on a debatably teenage planet. But really, I just don't want to be some nostalgia-raffling stooge for the Googleable authoritarian capitalist nightmare future that might not happen, but, you know, maybe I am. Maybe we all are. I don't know. Am I trying to sell you something right now? I don't even know anymore, but I'm going to keep on trying to figure it out.
Pujol there from a 2015 release. It was an EP called Kisses. The Kisses EP. That one came out a while back on Bartertown Co-op Records from 2015. Pujol around 2011, I believe, he was in town playing the not the Spectrum, the Pyramid Cabaret for jazz, Winnipeg Jazz Festival at the time, and since the jazz festival is going on, I blew past it on Old Market Square on the way here, and sort of like, oh yeah, that guy Pujol. And we have a 7-inch record here somewhere in the music library from that performance in 2011. But this was a later work, the Kisses EP. Forgot where I was. I think it was from the southern states somewhere, if I remember correctly. But interesting EP. Before that, we had nothing. we had just 3 songs from the Kisses EP, and there's more, but I think that's enough of it. We're going to have a bunch of odd records. Maybe some Philip Glass, even. Who knows? We have some Bernd Friedman, perhaps. Some earlier stuff, some Fortets. I don't know, I'm feeling all over the place today. Black Randy and Metro Squad is more to the speed of this program, I suppose. We'll play that. And wherever we're going here. Where did it go? Oh, yeah, that's the big thing. Here we had Sonic Youth tonight. We're going to feature an album by Sonic Youth. Never really played the whole thing before. You hear about Sonic Youth all the time from various people here at the radio station. And just in general. So let's play Sonic Youth. Had it here for forever. And just never, I only played like maybe 1 or 2 things off of it every year or something. Mort Garson, the Black Mass album thing. We'll play that as well tonight, but preferable, maybe another word that starts with P, Sonic Youth. So that's going to get priority tonight over Mort Garson, because I think I played Mort Garson another album about a month or two back already. So there. Get things going. There's Jack Ross and Mumbles. I am Mr. Mumbles, by the way, here in CKW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, here in Manitoba Moon, continuing until 6 a.m. live this week, 18 minutes after midnight.
I want to get a good stand.
What was that?
What we're going to do is to make it the whole thing.
He said what?
They make a thing of what? I said just like Happy Jose. What are you doing? They make with the front of stand. We're getting a holy. I'm trying to tell you, fellas, we make
hey,
the whole thing.
Hey, speak up, buddy.
I'm.
Uh-huh.
You see, very simple.
You are you some kind of nut?
Nah. Peanut butter, and then what I get to the whole gig, and a Heinz, they make, a way to do that, they make a thing, and so a whole thing, like a jelly bean.
You got rocks in your mouth!
But the yo-yo, and then you start fooling around with the twist. And then, oh, I can do this thing. I know the whole thing was we
did
the.
You got rocks in your head.
I can tell you what to do. I can tell you my small boy pen is skipping.
Cousin Mosquito number 2. Spoken, played, and sung by Melinda Jackson Parker, with a portion of the famous Rondamano Prelude in C sharp minor. He really was a genius. Rondamano died heartbroken because he had no money to publish his compositions. His brother would have published them but was also bankrupt. Rondamano was never buried when he died, but was thrown out in the pauper's field. But his music lives forever. Centuries later, his music did not fade away and is now being played throughout the world. Among his great compositions, his prelude in C sharp minor is my favorite selection. Drums. tea. Always sing. African drums. Mosquito. Avoid cause a mosquito and his solo. It has the sting of death. Always sing before he sting. Beware, take my advice. Mosquito is no friend to man. When you're living in a tropical country or visiting, it's all the same. Use DDT and destroy this wicked demon. Blood-sapping creature. Prevent this tiny creature from sapping all of your blood. Watch, pray, prevent, and save your little toe. Mosquito. Watch your little soul.
Sneaky snail. to know what I'm all about. There's something that you dig, but you just can't figure out. Now you wanna know what moves my soul, what ticks inside of my brain? Well, I've got this need I can't control, and it's driving me insane. I'm hungry for the good thing, baby. I'm hungry through and through. I'm hungry for the sweet life, baby, and a real fine thing like you. A custom-tailored world that I've gotta own, with a penthouse in the clouds and an unlisted phone. I'm going to have it all someday, so just hang on to my hand. And if I break some rules along the way, I'm sure you'll understand. Oh, I'm just hungry for the good thing, baby. I'm hungry through and through. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, and a real fine thing like you. I can almost taste it, and it's sweet as wine. I'm not going to waste it, and it's mine, all mine. I'll be rolling in it. Yes, I'll take my fill. Wait and see. Rolling in it. Oh yes, I will. I can't help it. I'm just hungry. Hungry for the good thing, baby. I'm so hungry through and through. Hungry for the good thing, baby. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm hungry.
The king of soul, hey, hey, hey. bullshit. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. Bullshit, 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 bull, 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 shit, 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 bullshit, 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 bullshit.
McDonald had a jumbo farm, and on his farm he had a little bitty monkey. Oh, McDonald had a jumbo farm. Should be different, he had a laughing hyena. Old McDonald had a jungle farm. Old McDonald had a jungle farm. And on his farm he had a goody bird. Old McDonald had a jungle farm. Now on his farm he had an anteater. Old McDonald had a jungle farm. Now put him on a gibbler and here's how they sound. Old McDonald had a jungle farm. Put her in the deep freeze.
said, listen here, man, that ain't fair. I feel like a beetle without no hair. When I see what I like, it seems to disappear. That ain't right, but ooh, ooh, look at here. 35, 24, 36. Did you say I get to take my pics? I mean,
shuffle stop, SSS, hey, you won't get in trouble, SSS. Rear, 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 rear. Oh, you stomp your feet across the floor, SSS. Ah, you want to wear some more, SSS. My heart really shakes, ah, when I stop with what thing, SSS. Rear, 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 rear. This dance is the surfer stuff, and once you try it, you'll never ever stop. Your hands are on the right, your feet are on the left. You do the super shuffle, rip, rip, rip. You do the super shuffle stuff, SSS, hey, you won't get in trouble, SSS. Do the super shuffle stuff, SSS, now you won't get in trouble, SSS. Rip, 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 rip. Shuffle, rip, rip, rip. You do the soupy shuffle. Stop, stop now, you won't get in trouble. SSS, do the soupy shuffle. Stop, SSS, now you won't get in trouble. SSS, rip, 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 rip.
From the way you've got me heaving, I'm darn glad to see you leaving. Cause to lose your love, I really didn't mind. But I know you've no idea how it gives me diarrhea when I see the awful mess you left behind. Dirty dishes on the sink, piled to the ceiling. When I look at them, I get a stinking feeling. I bought you a vacuum cleaner, so it makes me all the meaner when I see that pile of dirt upon the floor. And inside the bedroom closet is a 16-ton deposit of that dirty, smelly underwear you wore. So I'm puking my heart out over you. Ah, you should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart, it ain't a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you. Since the day you popped the question, I've had acid indigestion, for I found that I was underneath your thumb. 1 week after we were married, I was wishing I was buried when I saw you were a dirty, lousy bum. When I look at you, I feel as if a lizard is inside of me and gnawing on my gizzard. All my love would have been truer, but your breath smelled like a sewer. When you married me, you played a dirty trick. And my heart may not be breaking, but my belly sure is aching, cause the very thought of you still makes me sick. So I'm puking my heart out over you. You should see my complexion turning blue. Oh, my heart ain't all a quiver, but you sure upset my liver, and I'm puking my heart out over you.
Well, I said, come on, cocksucker Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going downtown to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Tell the beginning of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair, take off all the rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night after Rotten Cocksucker's ball. Come on, you poor-ass singers and you big, big slingers. We're going down, down to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Tell the beginning of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're going to trim them holes in a rocking chair, take off all their rags. We're going to play a little game called tag tomorrow night after Rotten Cocksucker's ball. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
At the Rotten.
Rotten.
Cock.
Cock.
Suckers.
Suckers.
Rotten Cocksucker's ball.
Thank you. Now, frauders and sorors, you are to try to bring your consciousness into sympathetic response and attunement with the consciousness of the cosmic resonant within you. Close your eyes and visualize what shall be related to you. Think of a small dot in space, about 1/2 inch in diameter. We shall say that this dot is the universal force and mind. Have you formed the dot in your mind? Now, next, on the screen of your consciousness, draw a circle around the dot and some little distance from it. This, we shall say, represents the highest plane of consciousness. It is the consciousness of the great universal mind. Now you shall draw in your mind another circle, some distance from the first one. This circle we shall call the subconscious.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, we have
that is usually alluded to.
Just a set of bizarre records.
Psychic processes of mind.
We have something from the Rosicrucians.
That, then you shall draw still another
cosmic
circle.
Consciousness, attaining cosmic consciousness.
Do not lose sight of the first one with the dot in the center, nor of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The third one you draw.
Before that, we had the temple.
The lowest plane of consciousness.
Temple City Kazoo Orchestra with the Kazoo Dun Classics. It's one of the worst records I've ever heard. From a compilation of the world's worst records. Temple City Kazoo Orchestra. Moondog before that with Frog Bog. There. The Clovers with Drotten. I can't even pronounce it. I can't pronounce it, but I can't say it, even at this hour. The Clovers, the Rotten Blanky Blanky Ball. The Funny Boners before that with Puking My Heart Out Over You. Bruce Johnston with Soupy Shuffle Stomp. Ichabod and the Cranes with Supermarket Love. Supermarket of Love, actually, from the Coral Records release, 62401. Supermarket of Love, which reminds me of the... a few years ago, a newspaper article talking about the date night at, was it the Safeway? The Osborne Safeway? I believe it was a weird blind dating event set up at the supermarket. And I think about the Supermarket of Love by Ichabod and the Cranes. There. Men of Chance before that. Jungle Farm. Bullshit before that, then Nancy Dupree with James Brown from the album The Ghetto Reality Release. Teddy and Darrow with I'm Hungry before that. Rod Rogers and Swinging Strings with Little Rug Bug. Pretty good, yeah. The Gimmicks with Get Off My Trail, You Sneaky Snail. And then the beginning of that, well, almost the beginning of that, the Congresswoman Melinda Parker with Cousin Mosquito number 2. A 7-minute, almost 8-minute opus there. Wow. Jack Ross before that with Mumbles. Yeah, and of course, the set before that, which was unrelated to all the weird stuff, was Pujol, but it was a little bit interesting there with their ranting of spoken word there in the Pujol set as well. Aye. I guess that's some newer stuff.